Illustrator and author Eric Carle is being remembered for his many children's books, including The Very Hungry Caterpillar and the Museum of Picture Book Art he founded with his wife. Carle died this week at the age of 91 in Northampton, Massachusetts. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman has more.
Cameron, come back!
Katrina Fitzpatrick and her two children, who are 4 and 2, come each week to the Eric Carle Museum in Amherst.
Coming here, right, and they do their own story time. They'd always talk about how children see basically the world first through pictures, and they absolutely love the art that Eric does.
Eric Carle's first book was Brown Bear, Brown Bear, but he is best known for writing and illustrating The Very Hungry Caterpillar. It was groundbreaking, says Anita Sylvie, who's been a force in children's book publishing for decades. Carle spawned an entire field of children's books.
So this is the end of the 60s. If you're doing picture books, you're doing picture books for kids, you know, first, second, third grade.
And Carle's tactile books for littler kids with die cuts, those holes made by the Hungry Caterpillar, they weren't yet being printed in the U.S.
And Eric really made the area of picture books for the really young child not only seem exciting, it was the books were doing so well, it really brought a lot of people in to the field.
After more than 70 titles and 175 million books sold, Carle still loved meeting his young readers, and he understood them. Catherine Mercier is the director of the Center for the Study of Children's Literature at Simmons University. A few years ago, when The Very Hungry Caterpillar turned 50, she interviewed Carle on stage at the museum. As an academic, she wanted him to speculate on his artistic choices.
What he was trying to do and accomplish as a creator, and in characteristic Eric Carle fashion, he said, "I wrote the book that had meaning to me. I made the pictures that brought me joy. Don't ask me these questions."
Carle's books are obviously his legacy, but so is the museum that celebrates the picture book art of others, says Alex Kennedy, the museum's director. Carle and his wife Bobby traveled in Japan in the 1980s and 90s and fell in love with similar museums. They wondered why the U.S. didn't have one.
You know, Eric felt always so lucky that he'd had the success he'd had with his books. And he really wanted to give back, and that was very important to Bobby as well. And they created this museum not just so people could enjoy Eric's work, but so they could enjoy artists who are coming from all over the world.
Tony and Angela DiTerlizzi, also celebrities in the world of children's books, dropped by the museum yesterday with bundles of tulips.
I popped in with flowers because I just wanted to be able to pay my respects for Eric Carle, the titan of our industry, the giant in children's literature, but also our dear friend.
DiTerlizzi remembers the first time they met Carle. They had just moved to Amherst the weekend the museum opened. Her husband was wide-eyed and gushing when he said hello to Carle.
And Eric was so gracious and so lovely and so attentive and encouraging.
And really, he set the bar, she said, for how she and others should welcome the next generation of picture book artists into the industry. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.